You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were demonstrators near the domes yesterday. The Mitchell Park Domes was where a protest took place yesterday, with the crowd speaking out against the Trump immigration policies. A group called the Milwaukee Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression helped put together the event. The march was part of a broader national effort by the Legalization for All Network, which has seen similar protests in cities like LA, Chicago, and Dallas. The new week likely brings more confusion at Children's Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Watch report from last week said the Gender Health Clinic at Children's Wisconsin Hospital in Milwaukee initially canceled a teenager's appointment following President Trump's executive order. However, the report said it was later rescheduled. The issue here is similar to what's being seen elsewhere, as clinics across the country have paused care in response to Trump's directive. The incident at an Oak Creek car dealership where a racial slur was printed on an oil change sticker has prompted protests. There are also calls for a boycott after Michaela Starks found the printed oil change sticker with the slur. Cunis Buick GMC says they fired the responsible employee. The State Assembly's Education Committee recently heard public comment on bills relating to curriculum, assessment programs, and school board spending. Brittany Merlot has more.
Assembly Bill 3 requires incorporating cursive writing into the state standard for English language art classes. It would require cursive to be taught in the elementary grades in all public, private, and charter schools. Right now, only some schools in Wisconsin teach cursive. It's not a requirement, and it's up to the school district's discretion. Those in favor of the bill said writing in cursive promotes a number of cognitive benefits, like enhancing motor skills, memory, and creativity. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is against the bill, as is the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you missed it, the 2025 NFL Honors took place Thursday night. Here are some winners from this past season. Joe Burrow for the Comeback Player of the Year. Jaden Daniels as the Rookie of the Year. Walter Payton, Man of the Year, Jaguars defensive end Eric Armstead, who established the Armstead Academics Project in 2019 to provide young students with positive spaces, tools, and academic support to unlock their potential. Pretty cool. NFL Offensive Player of the Year, Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. But for the MVP, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who gave a wholesome MVP speech. Snoop Dogg made an appearance on the show with country singer Jelly Roll, who both came out in full gear. Snoop Dogg for the Steelers, and Jelly Roll for the Tennessee Titans. Snoop Dogg also had some comments on how he's been a football fan for a long time, and he remembers back when the Cowboys were good, and back when the Chiefs were bad, and before Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film stars Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn porn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damien McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.